Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am an internationally recognized author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio, and TV personality, and the creator of the acclaimed Vision Program. I have a true life story that's been called from peanut butter to private jets. I've also been referred to as an expert in the field of thought transformation. My mission is to always deliver a message and bring you the tools for real success, abundance, and happiness. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is our primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. Candy G Enterprises' foundational principles are based on truth in media, which is the basis for our magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and in all of the work that we deliver. We're dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of our programming and events to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Oh my, I am so excited about today's show. Just wait to see what I have for you today. But before we get to today's guest, I want to share with you today's G-Note. Most of you know a G-Note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. And today's G-Note simply says, "Dear friend, imagination makes it possible to experience a whole world inside your mind. And what I want you to know is by experiencing that world inside your mind, you can create that world outside in your reality. Imagination is an amazing thing." Now, if you'd like to get a G-Note from me every single day, just go to my website, candyg.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Or follow me on Twitter and Facebook, and you'll get G-Notes and lots of other really good stuff there as well. So again, I am so excited about today's show and today's guest. And today I am talking with Don and Melinda Boyer, and they're creators of a new movie called The Journey. And I'm so excited about this movie, who's in it, how it's come about, what some of the messages are. But let me tell you a little bit about Don and Melinda first. Don is the creator of the best-selling book series, The Power of Mentorship, which now has 18 volumes and more than 200,000 copies in the marketplace worldwide. And along with his wife, Melinda, they have also produced three motivational films that have featured international leaders like Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Marie Diamond, Vic Johnson. His passion to help people reach their full potential and fulfill their dreams is incredible. And one of the things that I truly, truly, truly love about Don and Melinda, equally outstanding as a business entrepreneur, writer, and speaker, she co-founded Real Life Teaching, Inc., which created the best-selling Power of Mentorship book series and helped to produce two hit movies, The Power of Mentorship and The Art of Business for the 21st Century, featuring prominent leaders like Bob Proctor, Marie Diamond, Vic Johnson, and Lisa Jimenez. She's appeared on numerous radio shows and is a frequent guest on The Right Place TV. And what I would love to do is I'd like to welcome Don and Melinda both to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you, Candy. It is great to be with you.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you. I am so happy to have you here, and I've been getting so much buzz all over, the social media network today. A lot of folks are like, "What is this new movie, The Journey? Who are these people putting this together? What's going on?" So what I'd like you to do, and I'm going to kind of let you guys fight for airtime here, but if you can, Don, why don't you go ahead and start and tell the listening audience what this movie is about.
Okay, really, I got the inspiration back in September of 2009 to write a movie that sends a message to our audience for today's challenges. Now, although we don't focus on the challenges of the economy and things of that nature, the fact is that many people around the globe are facing major issues, and if there was ever a time that we needed a message of hope and to keep hanging on to our dreams, it's now. So the movie is about a young man by the name of Jonathan. And Jonathan is in his early 30s, and he's a young man that has always had inspirations and great dreams. But what he finds is that his dreams and his current realities are far apart. And as Jonathan is facing his own personal challenges in businesses and relationships, his one only mentor, which was his grandfather, passes away. And his grandfather was a business entrepreneur, he was a writer, he was a speaker, and Jonathan looked up to him. And when he got the phone call that his grandfather had just passed away, it devastated him. Jonathan ends up at the funeral, and after the funeral, makes his way back to his grandparents' house. As he's there, he makes his way up into his grandfather's attic, And he begins to go through his belongings. He looks at his desk. He looks at his books. And as he's looking around, he finds 12 letters written by his grandfather that turns ordinary conversations into extraordinary discoveries. And by the way, the grandfather is played by Brian Tracy. And as he begins to read these letters, he realizes that these are the exact messages that he needs to help transform his life from where he is to where he wants to go. We also brought in 18 of the top experts in human engineering to come in and to put their expertise on these particular 12 subjects. And it's a movie that is not only inspirational, but it gives us key factors how to use them, implement them into our life so that we can have all of our dreams come true.
And what an exciting, it's not just talking heads, it's a real storyline. And that's what is very, very, very exciting to me, because you can follow along with where this is going to take Jonathan and the hope that it instills. So I'm very, very, very excited about this movie. What did you find was one of the most unique aspects of putting this very different type of film together? Anybody? Are you still there? Hello? Well, it appears as though periodically I may have temporarily lost my guests, or I may have asked a question that isn't answerable at the moment. Hey, do you hear that music? What that means is that we're going to go to commercial break, and we're going to find Dawn and Melinda, and we're going to come right back to you. This is Candy G with Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back.
Amerjet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerjet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerjet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerjet, your best source for great shipping.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. And before we get back to our guests, I have a few save the dates for you. April 21st, join me and Sarah Doktofsky from the South Florida Business Journal at one of my favorite restaurants, the Vienna Cafe and Wine Bar in Davie. That's 9100 State Road 84. We'll be having lunch, and we'll be, you know, doing a little meeting and greeting and talking about how to grow your business and do some amazing things. So that's April 21st, and remember, you can always go to my calendar to check these dates. April 28th, it will be a live event. It is complimentary. There will be networking. There will be wine and cheese, and we will be talking about living your vision at Cinema Paradiso. And that's April 28th, where I will be speaking live. And then mark your calendar for May 13th and 14th, the Total Woman Breakthrough Forum. You got to check it out. It's totalwoman.us. I will be emceeing this an amazing event for 2 days. So make sure you get on my list. Make sure you check out all these amazing events. And that's at candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com. Now, so do I have Dawn and Melinda back?
No.
I don't. Okay. All right. Hopefully all is well. Like I said, and I didn't ask them too tough of a question, but we'll talk a little bit about this Total Woman's breakthrough form. I wanted to get into that a little bit more anyway. And what's very exciting about this event is it's 2 days of extraordinary speakers and panels, interactive networking. There is actually a fashion show. There's leisure activities, cooking class with executive chef Ron Duprat, and some amazing, amazing things to help create the total woman. And okay, I know I'm getting all these, been getting all these emails about, hey, when are we you going to do a men's event? Well, I'm just emceeing the event, but the promoter of this event said absolutely that they would be willing to put together a men's event. But I will tell you, if you go to totalwoman.us, there are some great, great speakers. Heidi Richards Mooney will be talking about social networking. Nancy Matthews will be talking about prosperity and a magical marketing makeover, and the chicken lady herself, Dr. Tina Dupree, will be there along with many, many, many others, and I will be with you for the full 2 days. I will be your MC, and it will be an extraordinary event. And again, on April 28th, I will be speaking on the power of a vision, living your vision, and it's going to be a networking event. It's going to be at Cinema Paradiso, and that's downtown Fort Lauderdale. It's in the evening from 6 to 7:30, and it's going to be quite the time, absolutely quite the time. So mark your calendars and come on out.
We'll try it again, so, but you might get feedback.
Hello? Hi. Have we got Donna Melinda back? Hello, Dawn and Melinda. Are you there?
I am here.
All righty. I'm not going to ask you any more tough questions, okay?
I think we had a little bit of technical difficulty there because I lost your questions.
Uh-oh, you lost the question.
Yeah.
That's why we love live radio. So I was talking a little bit about some of the major insights or ahas you had putting this film together.
Yeah, we had a number of those, and it basically came down to finding the areas of what reaches, you know, what we're going through today. And, you know, motivation, I've been in, you know, this industry for 30 years now, and it's very important that we keep a positive mental attitude. It's very important that we focus on the things that we want and not on the things that we don't want. However, you know, the issues are there are some challenges in life and in today's economy that we have to address. And during those challenging times, we need more than just motivation. We need answers. We need some kind of substance that we can implement into our life so that we can get on, face the challenges, overcome them, and keep moving forward to our dreams. So these were some of the insights that we began to see that we can incorporate into the 12 letters that Jonathan's grandfather wrote to him. So they are concrete answers how to get on with your life in today's conditions.
And I'm very excited to say that I am a cast member of The Journey. And what was it that you did to decide how you were going to pick these mentors or cast members?
You know, that, Candy, that's a great question. One of the things that we have always done is we look for top leaders that have a strong success record and people that have proven strategies that work in their own lives. And when we found individuals like yourself that have a great track record and have a compassionate heart to bring that message to the audience, these were the ones that we looked at and said they have a compelling message and a strong desire to really help the masses. And if we can assemble a team of like-minded people then and put them in one project or under one roof, then the message that they will bring will be extraordinary and impact people's lives. So those were some of the components that we looked at for the cast members. And the interesting thing about this is that how we did the experts is we did them in a round table format, kind of like a mastermind group. And the reason why we wanted to do that was because we wanted to draw the real element of the mastermind group that even Napoleon talked about in his book with Andrew Carnegie, the mastermind group. And what that did was it captured on live screen the real essence of all the experts, their thoughts, their wisdom, their knowledge, at a point where they were talking about the real issues that coming from the heart. So we captured some great footage and great information using that type of a format.
I know personally for myself, being able to be in that kind of an environment and to just be able to share ideas in a way where I know they work, but also sharing them with these other great leaders, it was extraordinary for me. I mean, the energy was amazing.
Yes, it was. The energy, which was absolutely captured on film, is one of the things that will move the audience when they watch the movie, because they can feel not only the content of their words, but they feel the synergy and the energy by these top leaders coming together, and it comes across great on the screen. One of the things that we also did on the Mastermind format or the Roundtable format was there have been many movies that have come out. Of course, we know The Secret, we know The Opus, a lot of great movies out there. And then, of course, our past two movies. One of the things that we did in the past was we did the green screen where the actors would come on and speak right into the camera. And those are great formats, but we wanted to do something completely fresh, and that's why we chose to do the roundtable format. And it just was an excellent way to capture the expert at their greatest element, bringing forth jewels of wisdom.
The ad-lib component, I think, was pretty extraordinary.
Yes.
Really extraordinary. You know, Melinda, I might ask you the same question, is what were some major insights as you and Don were putting this together?
You know, that's an amazing question, only because, you know, Don is, he's such an amazing man that I just kind of follow everywhere he goes and then just kind of implement everything else that needs to be implemented. And when we started putting everybody together, you know, we kind of just go with what we feel. And when we started pulling everybody together and starting doing a lot of the filming, this energy that the people had were just amazing. You know, we had a call just a couple of nights ago, and the love that everybody felt and just the wholeheartedness of what people really want to give to everybody that's out there is just amazing. And I think it's just going to really come across the film. And people are really going to feel the power of this movie and really move a lot of people of where they're at today to the next level.
You know, I so know that the power of intention is extraordinary, as we all do. And being part of this amazing group and hearing what you just talked about, Melinda, and hearing it and feeling it with this group has been very, very exciting for me, because I, like you, know that this is going to do some amazing things, absolutely create some amazing things. So it's so exciting, absolutely, really exciting.
Yes, it is. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, there's some big things coming. So talk a little bit about who else is part of the cast.
Well, go ahead.
Well, we have Ridgely Goldsberg, Goldsboro. We have Dr. Dallas Humble. We have Nick Hellick, my dear, Candy G. There's also Dale Holloway, myself, a doctor.
Joe Rubino.
Thank you, dear. And Mick Moore. There's really some extraordinary people in the movie that we're really excited about and that have done extraordinary things.
And in addition to Bob Proctor.
Oh, Bob Proctor and Vic Johnson, absolutely. Can't forget them.
Tracy, which you mentioned earlier. It's awesome. I mean, really, an extraordinary class. It is a class. It's a classy cast.
Yes.
Roland Roberts. Leisha, is it Leisha and Kari?
Leisha and Carrie Snyder and Glenda Filene.
Right. Awesome. I mean, just amazing.
You know, Candy,
I'm sorry, were you starting to say?
Yeah, you know, the cast was extraordinary. And when we all assembled, you know, it was really orchestrated to be the people that were supposed to be in this particular film. Now, we have 18 experts in the entire film. We looked at close to 100 candidates that had a great interest to come in and cast and to be part of the film. And it was amazing how everything worked together, that the 12 topics fit into perfectly in each expert's category or the expertise. One of the things is when I talked to Brian Tracy back in December about being in the film, he asked me, how I saw him in the movie. What role did I see him? And from the very beginning, I thought that he was going to be just one of the experts and play within that category. And he said, no, he said, Don, what I would really like to do is I would like to play the role of the grandfather that comes back and talks to Jonathan about the 12 particular subjects. And I thought that was great. I thought that was brilliant. And so it all worked out and orchestrated the way that it was supposed to. You can definitely know that there was a higher power orchestrating the way the direction of the movie was built, how it was categorized, and how it's going to come across the screen. So the experts that are involved were there on purpose from a higher power, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
How did you come up with the title?
I'm sorry, how did we cast the title?
Yes.
Well, you know, when we look back at our lives, you know, we really live in a three-dimensional world. And if we go back and evaluate everything that happens to us in this life, theoretically, where we're at right now is called point A. And where we want to go in life is called point B. And everything between point A and point B is really called our journey. And so when I realized that, I realized that every experience that we have, everything that we learn, everything that we go through, good, bad, or indifferent, is part of this thing called the journey. It's the experience that we have here in this physical realm, on this physical plane. And it was really from that understanding, realizing that all along, this has been a journey. From the time we were born until the end of our death, it's really a journey. It's all about this journey that we're traveling on. And through the journey, what we experience many times will be dependent upon who we bring on that journey. And one of the nice things about this movie is you have all of these extras coming on and walking with you and helping you in your own personal journey. And that's how we came up with that particular title.
Hey, do you hear that? That music means we're heading off to commercial break. So stick with us. It's going to be 2 minutes. I am so happy to have Don and Melinda Boyer here, producers of the upcoming movie, The Journey. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059. To anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
Candy G.
Hey, welcome back. This is your host, Candy G, along with Don and Melinda Boyer, the producers of the upcoming movie, The Journey. So when can we expect to see the final product? We are having a few technical issues today. So we're just going to give them just a minute to come back and talk to me, because I know they're there.
I'm here.
I knew you were there. That's why we love live radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all about the journey.
It's, you know what? It's all about the journey. And this is
right.
Our journey together.
That's right.
We'll get all the kinks out now. How great is that? So when can we expect to see a finished product?
We will see a finished product. Our premiere will launch in December in Los Angeles, California. We'll have a big red carpet event there. That's basically when the movie will premiere and be available on DVD.
Awesome. Very excited. Was there anything that you and Melinda learned along the way? Now, you've been around the speaking industry for a long time. You've been around a lot of mentors. You've been around a lot of speakers. You've taken in a lot of great information. You've shared a lot of great information. Is there anything that you learned that was like a aha for you?
Yes. There was a number of things. But one of the things that we've learned, and especially doing these films, is that if you are going to reach your ultimate potential, and if you're going to live an extraordinary life and achieve your dreams, one of the things that you have to realize is that challenges is part of the equation. In fact, people had asked me, said, Don, why would you want to do a movie kind of centered around and that talked about challenges and problems? And the answer is, because unless we understand the roles that these components play in our life, we will really never reach our full potential. Challenges are going to come, whether we want them to or not. What basically happens is people want to avoid challenges in their life, but they're coming. And if you understand what challenges are, and if you understand that they're coming and prepare for them, then basically when they come, they will not throw you off track. You will not come into the victim role or mentality and say, you know, things are going so good, why should this happen to me now? You understand that challenges happens to all of us and in every project, and the greater dreams you have and the more you accomplish, the greater challenges you're going to have. That's just part of life. But if we prepare for them and understand them and realize the role that they play in our life, they will no longer stop us, but they will become stepping stones to greater achievements. So going back down to your question, what did we learn? I think that it was the fact that no matter what challenge comes your way, if you understand its role, then it can never stop you from achieving your ultimate dream.
Melinda, what about you?
Yeah, you know, we've always made choices, you know, and it's either going to be successful or it's going to be a failure, and we've always made it be successful no matter what. You know, Don will always tell me, well, do you think you can do this? Well, yeah, just give me a second, let me figure it out, and then we'll do it, you know. I think a lot of people say, well, no, I can't do it, and then they leave it at that. So one thing that when me and Don started this whole business, you know, there was not going to be anything that we couldn't do. We were going to figure it out to do it. So this is something that continues just to keep going, you know, and, you know, we'll get there. We'll figure it out.
I love that about you, too. I really do. And I know in my own life, the greatest lessons I've learned have come from my greatest challenges. And when the hardest things showed up for me, they were the things that revealed who I was to myself. Now, I'm not saying I want to go out and have a lot of challenges so I can grow some more, but the ones that come along that are meant for me to grow, I've learned to embrace and learn from. And so I think I'm hearing you say a little bit of that too.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's a question for you.
Okay.
Who was your favorite cast member? Haha, that's not a fair question.
Oh, my.
I'm teasing. Don't answer that.
I mean, everyone is our favorite, and that's the honest truth. Everyone was just absolutely spectacular. You know, and talking on the same line, Candy, one of the things that people had asked us in 2007 when we did our first movie called The Powermanship, the movie, we did that in 7 months, and that was from 7 months from the day that we were in the restaurant when I wrote it out on a napkin and said, you know what, I'd like to do a movie. Now, we've never done that. We were in the publishing industry, speaking industry, but we had never done a movie before. And when we got it all done, at our premiere, it had been exactly 7 months. And people used to ask me, and still do sometimes, how did you do a major movie in 7 months? And the answer is, it never dawned on me that we couldn't. In fact, most of the things that we do, we have no clue of how it's going to be done. You start with the intent and the desire, and then you surround yourself with a magnificent team, and everything else will come into place. It begins to happen. And so, you know, a lot of times people want to figure out how to do something before they get started. No, you start, and then you figure out how to do it. And that's really how we've accomplished the things that we've accomplished, simply because of the fact that we were just willing to take a risk, step out there, and then do it.
I've once heard success described as the perfect mix a belief in ignorance. Just focus on what you want, and then when you don't know what could go wrong, you won't be focused on that.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely. There's so much truth to that. And I think that in today's conditions, people are frozen with fear. Now's not the time to be engulfed by fear. Now's the time to let loose your faith and let loose your dreams. I mean, and step up to the plate and keep swinging. If you get knocked down, man, dust yourself off and get back up and keep going at it. Now's not the time to let go of your dreams. I don't care what challenges people face, if you stay in there and use persistence and with a determination that you're going to make it, you're going to make it.
The only way you fail is if you quit.
That's right.
You know, it's such an amazing project. I want to talk a little bit about some of your prior projects that led you up to this, The Power of Mentorship, your book series and your other movies that led you up to doing this movie, The Journey.
Okay. The book series, we launched the book series back in 2006. Our first one came out. And one of the things that I wanted to do when we started the book series, which is an anthology, was I wanted to create a book that was what was known as a standalone product. And that was means that people would buy the book on the merit of the content of it. The second intention and goal that we had was we wanted to be able to use international leaders and speakers to be part of the anthology, and then have up-and-coming leaders that were speakers, that were professionals, coaches, mentors, and wanted to get the publicity and wanted to get the credibility factor and wanted to create the brand and write a chapter along with these best-selling authors and international leaders and compile it into one book. So we did that, and we launched our first one in February of 2006 and called The Power of Mentorship. I didn't have any intention or idea that it would turn it into a series. We launched that book, and the first month we sold 4,000 copies, and I thought that was pretty extraordinary, and I was happy with those results. Then what began to happen was the sales of the book really began to take off, and people started contacting me and saying, "Hey, Don, when are you going to do your next book?" Well, it never dawned on me to the next one. But then I said, well, I guess I could. But my dilemma was, okay, then I guess I name it Volume 2. So I had our graphic artist create our book cover and named it The Power of Mentorship Volume 2. Now, one of my mentors was the late tremendous Charlie Jones, which, of course, was a lover of books and had his own publishing company. And so I called Charlie, and I ran this past him, and I sent him the cover. And he says, "Don, take Volume 2 off of the cover." I said, "But why, Charlie?" I said, "It looks so great." He says, "Don, if you put Volume 2, it's going to hurt your sales." But I said, "Charlie, we got it all done. It looks fantastic." He said, "Don, you have to trust me on this one. Take Volume 2 off, and if you don't, no one's going to want to buy the first one or buy the second one if they haven't read the first one." So now I had a dilemma. What am I going to call this? And that's when it came up on me to start using it as a series, The Power of Mentorship, and just change the subtitle. So the second one we did was called The Power of Mentorship for the 21st Century. Then we did one for The Power of Mentorship for the Leader Within, The Power of Mentorship for the Law of Attraction. And here we are 18 books later with just changing the subtitles and leaving the branding as The Power of Mentorship. So they've been great books because they have small chapters with very big messages. And one of the best things that we get are letters from around the world of how these books and all these co-authors have touched people's lives and really impacted them in a positive way. And that's how we got with the book series.
And, you know, and I guess like in this world today when folks are so busy, it's great to be able to have that snippet of inspiration or motivation or something to give you a little aha, something to think about today instead of, okay, here's the whole book, get through the whole book, but open it up, read a chapter, and get some real wisdom out of that in an instant. It's like instant wisdom. And so I imagine that's been a big selling point for your books.
It has. And one of the nice things about this, it's like taking an entire team of the top experts and helping you along the way in your life. Because no matter how much education we have, no matter how long we've been in this game, we can't know everything. But if we can assemble ourselves with a team, a mastermind group, to help speak into our life that is the resounding board that says yes to our dreams, then we have the motivation, the inspiration, and the information, Candy, to go forward and accomplish anything that we want. And when you know, when it comes to talking about dreams, every mentor that writes a book, they believe in your dreams. The reason why we write is because we believe in other people's dreams. We are there to say yes to your dream. And that's what I love about books, and that's why I love about mentors that write in books, because when we are down, when we are struggling, we can open up these books and have those mentors right there, right next to us, speaking into our lives.
And what an important piece that is, especially because, you know, in this world today, you mentioned a couple of times that the world is in a place where it's looking for hope. And you know how I feel about mainstream media. You know, certainly it's okay to get caught up on the news, but being barraged all day long 24/7 with constantly negative news that may not necessarily be the truth, it really affects people's attitudes. And I go, just to what you were thinking about, is having all these mentors around you where you can just say, you know, what does Bob Proctor or Brian Tracy or Don Boyer have to say to me today? And let me just open up and flip through and see, because attitude is such an important piece. And so to be able to have tools that you can utilize so that you can get your attitude back on track, that's what's an amazing thing to have in your toolbox, to just keep...
It absolutely is. And, mm-hmm. and the fact of the matter is, there is no such thing as a cookie-cutter system for success, because we live in a quantum world, and everything is constantly changing, both in us physically and mentally and spiritually and emotionally, which affects the outcomes of what we're doing. But it only takes, Candy, one idea to change our life around. It only takes one idea to cause our financial situations to go through the stratosphere by one idea. And so when all these mentors come together and you read about their lives and read about their strategies, something's going to hit. Something is going to strike. It's going to be the missing key that you've been looking for to open up the vault that holds the gold.
Right. Exactly. And it's the same. It doesn't matter where you've come from. It doesn't matter what your past has been. But being able to allow yourself to fill yourself with those thoughts and those ideas of real success and that person that you could become. And it all comes down to, we can start talking a little bit about your programming and your programming for success and happiness. Hey, we're loving this conversation. We're here with Donna Melinda Boyer, producers of The Journey. This is Candy G, your host. We'll be right back.
Amerijet is ready when you are, shipping household goods, personal effects, animal, or even hazardous material. Let Amerijet deliver. Call today at 1-800-927-6059 to anywhere in the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, or South America. Amerijet is ready to ship your package. Customer-friendly and reliable cargo service throughout the world. Personal or business, small and large packages. Amerijet, your best source for great shipping.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Hey, welcome back. This is your host of Nothing But Good News Radio, Candy G, and talking with Donna Melinda Boyer, the producers of the movie The Journey, with Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Vic Johnson. Oh, Candy G, remember her? I might be in there a minute or two. But, you know, we're talking about having all these incredible tools, getting together with like-minded folks like yourself and all of these incredible speakers and mentors and coaches and folks that, you know, I personally have had time to spend with. But being able to have these tools in a way where folks can just kind of dip out and say, what can I use today to help keep my thinking on track or my life on track? They're amazing tools that you and Melinda, you know, Don and Melinda both, you've been creating for years and years and years. And I really applaud you for the work that you do, because your intention, I've spent time with you, it's as real as it gets. You're there. You want to make a difference. You're the real deal, true blue, and you've brought together a very amazing true blue team. So it's about teaching folks that they can have, do, be, whatever they want. You know, a lot of folks will sit back and take a look at what's going on around in the world today and maybe today not have what they want, and they'll see themselves maybe as a failure because they don't know their path to get to where they want. But by having all these incredible tools around, there is a way to tap into information that can help put you on the path towards where you want to go. I love what you say about, you know, where you find yourself today is called point A. Where you want to go is called point B, and the space in between is the journey. And that's the learning, growing part, which is really, really, really amazing.
It absolutely is. And, you know, if anything that people need today, Candy, it's courage. And courage comes from understanding that you can make it and that you have a support team around you that will support you during your dreams. And right now, people are afraid to take risk. And I'm not talking about reckless risk. I'm talking about intelligent risk. But to succeed in today's environment, you're going to need those two components. You need courage, and you need to take intelligent risk. And I remember having breakfast one day with Bob Proctor, and he said, Don, do you know how to always make the right decision? And he said, Don, you ask yourself two questions. Number one, will this decision move me closer to my dreams? And number two, is this decision in harmony with what I'm doing? If the answer is yes to those two questions, then you move forward. He says, you don't worry about if you have the resources, if you have the ability, if you think you can. Do not counsel your fears or your doubts. You ask yourself those two questions. And if the answer to those two questions are yes, you move forward and do it. And when you do that, when you step out on that faith and that courage and take that risk, then the resources, the opportunities, the people, and everything that you need to reach that goal will come to pass. And you know, Candy, that has been the absolute truth.
Well, I'd like to know from both of you, what are some of those things that have showed up for you that, you know, because you're in your right intention and you're in the right truth and you're doing the right thing and your creative universe is showing up to support you, what are some of those surprise things that have kind of showed up to say, wow, here's one of life's miracles showing up as we move forward on this movie?
Well, I think the right word is miracles. And what's interesting is that when you are on this right path and you are implementing the proper strategies, then every day becomes a miracle. And it's amazing of the people that show up into our lives, the doors that open, and the situations that come about because you are thinking right with the right intentions, and doors that perhaps, you know, we had tried to open up in our own selves and would just remain locked. When you release that and you separate yourself from the result and know that you have it, then it's amazing how the universe comes forth and then opens up the door. So I think for myself, and Melinda can answer on her part, that the most extraordinary thing that happens for me is the relationships and the people that enter our lives.
Absolutely. You know, I have to agree with that. And, you know, Don had said earlier about the fear that people have, you know, in this economy right now. And I think people are just so frozen with fear, and they're not allowing people to come into their lives. And when you allow people to come into your lives and you have the heart and the intention to really help the people, and you allow them, it's amazing how these wonderful, intelligent, great people just come into your life. And I must say, you know, the gifts that we've had doing this project and the people that have come together are just extraordinary. And, you know, our hearts are so filled with just wanting to help people. And everybody that came into this movie, I think, has that same intention. And I have to say that has to just be a great gift for us.
You know, I agree with you. Fear really does lock the doors. and that when you can live in faith and believe and just know that those things are going to show up for you, miracles do show up. I call miracle a moment in right action, clearly leaving evidence, and leaving evidence that there's something bigger, more than just us here, and that when we can learn to surrender, and that is, you know, surrender has a negative connotation for a lot of folks because, you know, surrender may imply defeat, but what true surrender is letting go and working in conjunction with the great, creative aspects of this world. And I, like you, have experienced that when I could learn to truly surrender and know that my heart and my intention is in the right place, the universe will conspire to make things happen, even if I fall all over my feet.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, so, and with what you just said, Melinda, is one of the most exciting aspects for me, because I truly, and my listening audience knows this, and the folks that I speak to know this, is that my life is dedicated truly to making a difference and having a lot of fun while I do it, but being able to work with a group of folks whose heart and intention is all in the same direction, that the only thing that can happen is to make an extraordinary impact.
That's right. And, you know, Candy, I think that speaking on the behalf of all the cast members in this film, I think that the message that we want to bring across to the audience is that their life is their journey, and they can create that journey to be an extraordinary experience, but they have to fight for it. I love what Les Brown says. He says, when you stop fighting for what you want, what you don't want automatically takes over. And so people have to come to a point and realize that this is my life, this is my journey, and I will create it to be the success that I want it to be. And that takes courage, and that takes risk. But if you surround yourself with the right people and have the motivation and inspiration and that fire burning on the inside of you to say that no matter what comes my way, no matter what challenge I face, I'm going to go through it, I'm going to go under it, I'm going to go around it, but I will not let it stop me. When you have that kind of determination and that support system, then the life, the journey that you make can be extraordinary.
And I know what you're saying is absolutely the truth. You know, in my own life, I remember when I hit a spot that was such a big wall, and that was the day that I was down to a jar of peanut butter. And, of course, much of the listening audience has heard my story, and I remember holding that jar of peanut butter, and that was just what I was thinking about when you were talking about that, Dawn, looking at it saying, I will always be a victor to life circumstances. I will never be a victim. I will find a way through, under, around, over. And so I appreciate you sharing those words today, because those are important words for folks to hear. Hey, we got one more segment to go, but we've got one more commercial break. This is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we'll be right back.
Are you shipping electronics, hazardous material, live animals, or household goods? At Amerjet, we welcome all your business. We carry it all. Ship your goods direct with Amerjet, and you know you're getting the best price and the most reliable service. Amerjet has daily all-cargo flights to the Caribbean, Mexico, Central, and South America. Local offices and staff in every country. Call 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G, with Dawn and Melinda Boyer from the upcoming new movie, The Journey. And it's just a metaphor for our lives, The Journey. So both of you were on camera as well, correct?
We were.
And what do you like about being in front of the camera?
I'm going to have to say I don't like being in front of the camera. I'm kind of the behind person.
So, Don, what did you like about Melinda being in front of the camera? She can't answer that question on her own.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you. You know, she really shines because she's an authentic person. And one of the great things that I've always appreciated about Melinda and working with her is the fact that you can see her realness, both off camera and on camera, and what you see on film is really who she is. And so she has a way of being able to communicate with people from a true loving heart that is tangible and that you can feel. And I think she displayed that very well on the camera and on film.
Thank you, dear. That's sweet.
That's really very nice and very touching. Don, what about you? What do you like about being in front of the camera?
Well, you know, one of the things is that I felt that one of the things was my calling, and I like to use films, I like to use books, because they're great platforms to be able to get the message out to more people. Now, we're only one person, so we can only travel, you know, to so many places and be at one place at one time. However, when you use the tools or the vehicles of books and movies, then you can go all over the world instantaneously, taking your message to the people. And I think that's one of the things that I enjoyed about doing movies and being on film.
Yeah, it's some pretty exciting stuff. Now, we'll touch a little bit on Dr. Wright, who is the director, and we are going to do a radio show. We're going to have a lot of different cast members and a lot of folks on from now to the time The Journey comes out. So you're going to be hearing a lot from the folks from The Journey. But tell us a little bit about your director, Dr. Letitia Wright.
Yeah, Dr. Letitia Wright, she's an extraordinary producer and director. Of course, she has her own show that's been on the air for 8 years now called The Right Place TV show, and it's a program that is dedicated to highlighting business entrepreneurs, and she's had some incredible people on there, Mark Victor Hansen, John Azaroff, and the list goes on. But she has a real talent to be able to take a vision and put actual flesh and blood on it. And so what I did was, when we got together, I told her my particular dream of this storyline, and from there she took it and began to put the components together and has done a phenomenal job on directing this movie. So lots of kudos to her for sure.
And, yeah, I loved her direction. She was great and a lot of fun. I look forward to doing some more work with her, which is some pretty exciting stuff. So where can folks follow what's happening with The Journey? Do you have a website yet? Well,
yes,
and certainly that folks that are on my list.
We are going to release the website as well as a trailer at the end of this month. You can also follow us on Facebook, but our official website and movie trailer will be launched at the end of the month.
And I will make sure that all my listening audience and folks and friends on Facebook and everywhere, it will be, you know, just keep listening and I'll announce it so that you can find it for sure. So we still have a few minutes before we go off the air. What is it that you really want to leave with the listening audience today in relationship to, you know, you're putting this movie together. It's a lot of effort. It's pulling these people together. It is clearly a couple years worth of effort to pull this together. What would you really like the listening audience to know?
Well, I think that the message that I would leave to the listeners was that you need to dream big. And you see, every one of us has dreams and aspirations. But too many people allow circumstances and unfavorable conditions to bury that flame. And what this movie is going to do is it's going to throw more fuel on your fire. And right now, for a lot of our listeners, they have a dream, but it's such a small little flicker right now because it's been drenched with disappointment and discouragement and hardship. But this film will throw gasoline on that fire so that it will burn bright and that you can move forward on your particular dream. And this is what I tell everybody. I started off as an 18-year-old janitor, and I had big aspirations and dreams when I met my first mentor, and I was cleaning his office. And I had asked him, I saw in his office, he had all these plaques, and he had come to work in a great-looking suit and drove a brand-new Mercedes. And one day when I was emptying his trash can, I asked him, I said, "Would you mind if I asked you a question?" And he said, "Sure, Don, what's your question?" I said, "How did you become so successful?" And he looked at me and he smiled, and he invited me to sit down. And he began to tell me eight principles that I needed in my life to be able to have any dream that I wanted. And of course, you know, at 18, I was already married and I already had a son. And I began to offer him all of these excuses that, you know, I had no education, I had no money, I had this going on in my life, and there was no way that I could succeed. And he just smiled and he said, "Don, you can do two things. You can make excuses or you can make money, but you can't do both simultaneously. You have to choose which one you want to do. And if you want to make money and if you want to become successful and have and reach all of your dreams, then get rid of the excuses and follow what I'm going to tell you to do." And from that point on, I believed in my dream. Now, has it been an easy battle? Absolutely not. People have told me, you know, Don, life really is not that hard. Are you kidding me? Life will kick your rear end so high up you'll walk around hunchback. Okay? But you need concrete strategies and persistence and courage to go forward on your dreams. And so what I would say is, if you have a dream, never let it go. No matter what comes your way, if you don't let it go and you keep going forward, you're going to reach that place.
Never, 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 never let it go. I hear you there. Melinda, how about you?
Well, you know, I've got to say there was definitely we had talked about this, Candy, about, you know, being in a really bad situation and not knowing how you're going to get your next dime or penny or whatever just to help your kids. And I have been there, and I just want everybody to know, you know, you have to take action for what it is that you want in your life. You know, there are definitely things out there, and if you move on it, you can achieve anything you want in life. It's just, how bad do you want it?
And I think it's true, and what's exciting is that this wonderful movie that you're putting together, I really believe it's going to do that. I think it's going to light a fire for a lot of folks. I think it's going to get a lot of folks into that thing called action and to take the courage that you talked about and say, I'm going to take a step in this direction. I'm going to take a step, and I'm going to see what happens. And you know, when you take a step and you get a little bit of, look, there's a miracle here, and you'll take another step. So I think that the journey will have an absolutely extraordinary, extraordinary impact. And I have to tell you that I am delighted to be part of this. You know, folks, they send me little notes on Facebook while we're talking, and your walk around hunchback got somebody's attention because it's the truth.
Well, Candy, and let me say, you did an extraordinary job in the film, and the magic that you brought is going to touch millions of lives. Mm-hmm. And so I want to say, on behalf of me and Melinda, we appreciate the information, your heart, your spirit, and everything that you brought to this film. Your participation in it is going to make this movie a giant success.
Thank you. I really love you guys. Hey, listen, I tell you what, this has been an amazing hour. Keep listening. We're going to have lots more cast members from The Journey. You're going to hear about this. You're not going to be able to wait till December. Hey, this is Candy G. I'm so glad you spent this hour with me and Donna Melinda. And you know what to do. Just get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.